Stay tuned for the power of Pentecost. I'm strong in the Lord and the power of His might. From Mount Vernon, Illinois, I'm Pastor Dennis Myers. Sister Linda's at the piano. Join with us. Let's sing and worship the Lord. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. He has done great things. He has done great things. He has done great things. Bless His holy name. And we greet you with Christian greetings from the Word of God. Let's turn to the Word of God to begin today's broadcast from Philippians 4:19. The writer says, "But my God shall supply all your need according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus." Praise the Lord. No wonder David could say, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." And then the Apostle Paul agreed with him many years later, saying, "But my God shall supply all your need according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus." Reading those two verses written hundreds of years apart lets me know that He will never fail us. He never changed His mind in between David and Paul about supplying the needs of the saints of God. David was confident he shall not want, and Paul was confident that my God shall supply all your needs according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Let's put our faith in God. Let's put our trust in God. Let's give Him all of our cares and our financial problems, any other sort of situation that you may have. He's able to supply the needs in that situation. All right, have your notepad and pencil ready for some contact information in just a little while. Page 315, one of the favorites of the church. We all know this. There's power in the blood. Clap your hands with us and sing and worship the Lord.
Would you be free from your burden of sin? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you or evil a victory win? There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Would you be free from your passion and pride? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Come for a cleansing to Calvary's side. There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Would you be whiter, much whiter than snow? There's power in the blood. Power in the blood. Sin stains are lost in His life-giving flow. There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Would you do service for Jesus, your King? There's power in the blood. Power in the blood. Would you live daily His praises to sing? There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah.
One of the great hymns of the church that has survived the test of time, still spreading the truth of God's word. There's power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. I'm so thankful today that we can support the Word of God, and we can be supported by the Word of God, and we can present the gospel to you in our little humble way as we come to you with some songs and some scriptures and some prayers and however else the Lord would anoint us, some comments. We want you to know by the time this service is over, you can put your trust in Him. There is power in the wonder-working name of Jesus and in the blood of Jesus. 2 Peter 1:2 is our precious promise today. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. Praise the Lord. Let's learn more about Jesus so grace and peace can be multiplied unto us. Let's pray. Father, we know that knowledge in the world is increasing. And we're so thankful, Lord, that through the knowledge of God, grace and peace can be multiplied to us. And I thank you today, Lord, for that grace and for that peace. Lord, not only are you a great scholar, but you're a great mathematician. And Lord, here you multiply grace and peace to us. You're not adding or subtracting or dividing, but you're multiplying grace and peace to us through the knowledge of God and Jesus our Lord. I want to learn more about you as I study the Word of God, refresh myself in the scriptures that I've read many times. I thank you, Lord, today that my knowledge increases and my source of faith increases and my foundation seems to be more firm than ever. We're thankful today, Lord, because you're the same yesterday, today, and forever. You change not. It's just me realizing how great and how wonderful you really are. Bless this congregation of people today. Speak to their hearts. Should someone not know you as his or her Savior, may this be the day, Lord, when someone repents of sin and becomes a new creature in Christ Jesus. Meet every need of this broadcast service today, we pray, and we'll thank you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Worship with us now.
Jesus is the sweetest name I know, and He's just the same as His lovely name. is the sweetest name I know.
And if you will, at the end of the broadcast service, be ready to take down some contact information. I'm going to pick up the tempo. Peace be still. Sailing on a journey, one dark stormy night, the disciples on board the ship were filled with fear and fright. But Jesus surely showed them winds and waves obey His will, for He quickly calmed the tempest when He whispered, "Peace, be still." He could say, "Peace, be still." He could say, "Peace, be still." When He says, "Peace, be still," all the winds and seas obey. If there are storms in your soul, He is still in control. He can say, "Peace, be still," to your soul. Sailing on a journey over the sea of life, often we're tossed about from the storms of sin and strife. But Jesus is the captain, He's the master of the sea. No matter what may happen, He can still speak peace to me. He can say, "Peace, be still." He can say, "Peace, be still." When He says, "Peace, be still," all the winds and seas obey. If there are storms in your soul, He is still in control. He can say, "Peace, be still," to your soul. Well, let Him say it now. He can say, "Peace, be still." He can say, "Peace, be still." When He says, "Peace, be still," all the winds and seas obey. If there are storms in your soul, He is still in control. When He says, "Peace, be still," to your soul. And we thank you for worshiping with us. Remember, the Lord permitting and providing, we're here each weekday at this same time. Then on the weekend, there's a half-hour broadcast. We cannot do this without you. So after you've prayed and given to your church, taken care of your family, if you have anything left, and the Lord would direct you to help toward the power of Pentecost, send any mail, money orders, checks, cards, song requests, prayer requests. If you don't even have any money, you can still do this. To the power of Pentecost, Post Office Box 100, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. Remember, you've been endued with power from on high, the power of Pentecost, and it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God.
He can say, "Peace, be still." He can say, "Peace, be still." When He says, "Peace, be still," all the winds and seas obey.